I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. You know what Thursday means. Coming up just an hour or so from now, we will be joined by no less than Wayne Allen Root. He'll join us just after 10 o'clock. We got big news on the Basque Fry coming to the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. On the 25th of this month. We'll have big news on that coming up a little bit later on in the program. I am honored to have, as our first guest today, a guy whose movies I have seen them all, and I happen to believe that his latest film, Death of a Nation, is his best film yet. This guy is learning as he goes along. He is Dinesh D'Souza, and he joins us. Dinesh, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on the show.
Let me ask you, I've seen all your films. I love your films. I love the way you tell a story. But I want to ask you, is in your view, is this your best?
I think it is. And the reason I say that is because, my first movie on Obama was a traditional documentary. It was a voyage. I went to Hawaii and Indonesia, Kenya. The movie was mainly made up of interviews. So you can see as I moved along, this being my fourth film, I do more historical recreations. I'm able to create more vivid situations. So we've gotten better at the sort of technical aspects of making a movie and moving these documentary films to being something closer to docudramas or in some ways even resembling a feature film.
Where do you find the actors? I mean, the acting in this is really good, as you call them, recreations. But is it tough to find actors that'll work with you? You are a conservative. You have a certain message. Are there people in Hollywood that just won't deal with you?
No, it isn't really that, because actually I'd initially envisioned shooting this film, especially some of the early scenes of fascism in Italy and also in Germany. I wanted to shoot it in Dallas. And then I realized that American actors, frankly, are just far too pink-cheeked and well-fed and happy-looking to be able to play the decadent atmosphere that was there in Europe between the two wars. And so I jumped on a plane and took our team. We went to Munich and Prague. We found German-speaking actors who looked the part. And so we're able to create a much more vivid feeling of being in early fascist Italy with Mussolini's black shirts or with Hitler's brown shirts in the 1930s. And it gives the moviegoer a much more authentic sense of what it was like to be there.
One of the things that I loved about this film, most films you know, that are like this, sometimes at the end people get up and cheer. This was one of the few movies where people got up and cheered about 6-7 minutes in when you're going back to Election Day 2016 and the surprise that everybody couldn't believe could happen. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Why did you include that? I'm curious.
Well, I included that sequence, and it's essentially the left, you know, in supreme confidence that it was going to win the election, scorning and mocking Trump and mocking Trump supporters, and then the increasing sense of horror and dismay as Trump won. The reason I put that in is it's the necessary backdrop. The shock of the election is the necessary backdrop to what has happened ever since. And what's happened is that the left and the media, they've concluded, we got to figure out a way to overturn the election. How do we cancel out the result of the election we lost? Well, let's say that Trump is like Hitler circa 1933. Because if we lived in Nazi Germany in 1933 and Hitler had been democratically elected, I think we would agree that we would be justified in trying to overthrow him. And in fact, in using pretty much any means necessary to do that, because we know what would have come later. So what the left is trying to do with these incendiary accusations of racism and fascism, which are at the heart of my movie, is they're trying to use it to overturn or delegitimize the Trump presidency. That's why this is an essential part of the story.
I want to ask you about something that I've found to be kind of a common thread through a couple of your films, and that is this notion of plantation politics, and that it's been Democrats in all these major urban centers led by, in many cases, by African Americans. And you talk about plantation politics. What is plantation politics?
So plantation politics is not only the origin of the Democratic Party, but it's its current modus operandi, its current way of operating. Now, here's what I mean by that. In the old days, the Democrats would exploit a single group, blacks, reduce them to servile dependency on the plantation as slaves, steal the fruits of their labor, and this would be kept really by the Democratic plantation owner. Now, today the Democrats have a modified plantation system. They don't use the big house of slavery. The big house has now become, if you will, the federal government, the White House, if you might say so. And so what the Democrats try to do is they try to round up every ethnic group and create a system of enforced dependency in which the ethnic group relies on the federal government and relies on the progressives and Democrats who administer the federal government in order to get the meager provisions to live. So basic food and health care and clothing and so on. So you're dependent on the Democratic Party to deliver the goods. And all that the Democratic Party wants in exchange from you is something that it's free for you to give, your vote. So if you give your votes collectively to them, let's just say 90% of blacks all agree, we'll vote for the Democratic Party. The Democrats then say, we'll use your votes to come to power. We will then loot the treasury, keep most of it for ourselves, but give some of it to you. So this system, and by the way, the Democrats today have a multicultural plantation. They've got ghettos for blacks. They've got barrios for Latinos. They've got reservations for the Native Americans. So this is how they operate. They're trying to put every ethnic group into a system of enforced dependency. I think it's a horrible life, and I think the challenge of the Republican Party is to find a way to break up the Democratic plantation.
Again, Dinesh D'Souza joining us. The film Death of a Nation, I highly recommend it. There is a book that goes with it. Which comes first for you, Dinesh? Do you believe in doing the book first? Do you do the film first and then base the book on the film? How do you do that?
Well, I do them in some ways. I suppose chronologically I'm doing them at the same time. But I would have to say that the book, which is to say the argument, the research support, has to come first, because that's where you get the intellectual spine for the movie. Now, movies are very different than books, so I've got to find a way then to take these arguments in the book and reconstruct them into an emotional narrative that will drive a movie. So the two mediums are quite different. In some ways, they reach different people. But I think the most powerful mechanism is to read the book and watch the movie, or the other way around, because that way you have the experience of the movie, but then you also have all the evidentiary support in the book and more.
And you know what is amazing? That through all of these movies, all of these books, I don't see the Washington Post or others trying to fact check you. Your notes section is voluminous. Do you? I mean, have they just stopped fact checking you?
Well, they tried to fact check me, and then they realized that everything I'm saying is true, and they can't even find minor errors in my work, and so they've given up on that. So their strategy now is either to ignore me, and that's the strategy of ABC, NBC, CNN, and so on. They just pretend there's no movie in 1,000 theaters. If we don't cover it, it doesn't exist. Let's hope that the people ignore this guy. Or the Washington Post strategy recently, where they write an article, Dinesh D'Souza claims that Hitler was a liberal Democrat. No, I don't actually claim that. No one who reads my book or sees the movie will see me claiming that. So what they do is they create a straw man that they invent, then they knock him down, and then they declare victory. We've refuted Dinesh D'Souza because we've shown that Hitler was not a liberal Democrat. I mean, this is the level of sort of shameless stupidity that I'm encountering from otherwise educated people.
You know, one of the things that I think blows a lot of people away about the film is how you expose a so-called alt-right individual as, and it turns out that he's probably a progressive.
Well, this is perhaps the bombshell revelation of the movie, and you'll notice that the mainstream media won't even go close to it. They can't go close to it because if they do, they have to show the clip. And if you see that they show the clip, see, this is the power of a movie. If I had interviewed the poster boy of white supremacy, this is Richard Spencer we're talking about,
yep,
and if I had published the transcript in the book, it would be persuasive, but it's a whole different level to see the guy. And he walks up and he sits in a chair and you hear him talking about his politics. And, of course, it's very obvious he thinks that rights don't come from God. They come from the state. He doesn't like Reagan. His favorite presidents are all Democrats. He wants nationalized health care. He says nice things to say about socialism. So you're listening to this guy talk, and you go, wait a minute. For a whole year, I've been told unceasingly that these white nationalists are all on the right, and now I can see for myself that that's a big, fat lie. I mean, the effect is very powerful when you can see it and observe it for yourself.
I know that you have been branded as America's top documentary filmmaker. You sell tons of tickets. How's business been on this film?
It's been fine. I mean, you have to remember, this is a midterm election, and so there's enthusiasm out there. It's obviously not quite the same as a presidential election. I should also mention that people today, viewing habits are changing a little bit. People prefer to watch movies at home than go to the theater. So our movie's in the theater now. It will stay in the theater. But go see it now. Go to deathofanationmovie.com, plug in your zip code, boom, it'll tell you where the movie is playing. Now, later down the road, the movie will come out in home box office before the election. I predict it will do really well then and through Christmas. So the movie's doing just fine. Essentially, we raise investment money to make these movies so I can give investors their money back. So they can give it right back to me to make the next movie.
I love that. And will there be a fifth film?
Yes, I'm sort of beginning to sort of put ideas together for a big movie in 2020. I mean, the election fever is going to be almost unimaginable then. It's the perfect time for a movie that interprets the events that are going on at that time. Of course, the difficulty in a movie is being able to project how things are going to look in 2020, and I'm putting my thinking cap on right now while, of course, aggressively promoting this movie and the accompanying book of the same title.
Let me ask you, and again, Dinesh D'Souza joining us, Death of a Nation, amazing film. Get out, see it, buy the book. It is absolutely incredible. I want to ask you, though, if it's getting easier now, four films in, from a production standpoint, from a distribution standpoint, do you find that it's getting easier to produce these films?
Yes, in the sense that we have a good track record. I mean, we've made in four movies $70 million in the theater, so we don't have trouble getting the movie into the theater. What the problem is this, the moment the movie comes out, left-wing critics will go see it, and it doesn't matter how good it is. In fact, the better it is, the more they will say, oh, this is the most boring movie on the planet. I couldn't even stay awake watching this movie. Why do they say that? Because they're on the left. The movie is undermining their core beliefs. And so they come out of the movie hopping mad, and they want to basically prevent other people from seeing it. So if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, look on the left-hand column, 0% rating from the critics. Now, admittedly, that's only 11 guys. Then you look on the right-hand column, 90% rating from the audience. So every guy buying a ticket who goes to see the movie, they love it. Like you say, they're applauding during the movie and at the end. And so the critics are basically just lying to people.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this one. Your book, your film, is about plantation politics. Now we've got a bunch of people that are saying that our president has a race problem, whether it be Omarosa or NFL players who he brands as SOBs. Does this president have a race issue?
Trump is, I would call him, an equal opportunity butt kicker. He's a tough guy. And in fact, that's how we got him, because American politics, the Democrats have gangsterized it under Obama and Hillary. And Republicans realize that. And Republicans know that we've nominated one Boy Scout after another, McCain, Romney, and literally the left demonizes these guys in 5 minutes. And so we don't need more invertebrate Republicans who go hide under their desk or run for their exits. We need a guy like Trump who will punch back. Now, this is part of Trump's emotional personality. You punch at the guy, he's going to punch back. And some may say from a human point of view, that's a weakness. But I would say from a political point of view, it's a strength. I'm really glad that Trump is out there swinging. The guy can throw a punch and he can take a punch. That's what Republicans need right now.
Dinesh, it's always fun visiting with you because usually there is a film or a book attached to the interview. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And again, I hope folks will go out and see this. Thank you so much, Dinesh. We'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it.
That's Dinesh D'Souza, Death of a Nation. Fabulous film. I promise you, you will not fall asleep. Unless maybe you're just a liberal, a flaming liberal. Maybe you will. I don't know. But if you care about our country, if you care about the future of our country, this is a movie you've got to see. And make sure that you see it before the midterm elections. This is a phenomenal piece of work. Stick around. We're running way late, but I wanted to get all that in with Dinesh D'Souza. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at morninginnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764. 1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Coming up. Bottom of the hour, we're going to get a chance to visit with Robert Eitoven. He is the founder of J3 Strategies. He's also a consultant to the Laxalt for Governor campaign. But he's also the mastermind behind this craziness that we call the Basque Fry. We've had so much fun the last couple of years going to the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville that we've decided to do it again. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to have some fun. Kellyanne Conway is going to be there. Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, will be there. And a host of political figures from all across the state, they all descend upon the Corley Ranch. And I'm going to tell you, it is so much fun. It is such a beautiful setting. And People leave the Corley Ranch inspired. Now, we've had years where we've had nothing but presidential candidates, Scott Walker and Ted Cruz and people like that. We've had other years where it had a little bit of a different form. Every Basque Fry seems to have a different theme running through it. What is this year's theme? Well, we'll talk about it. Certainly, Robert Eitoven is going to be able to talk about it probably better than anybody. Because he's kind of, I call him the father of the Basque Fry. Yeah, Adam Laxalt is the host. But one of the worker bees that gets it done is Robert Eitoven. He'll join us coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Live and local now.
Seven 90 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's live and local now. I'm getting so excited. When the weather starts turning just a shade cooler, and we've had that over the last couple of days here in southern Nevada, I know the same way in northern Nevada. You just know that it's time for the Basque Fry. Joining us now is Robert Eitoven. He is the founder of J3 Strategies. He's a consultant to the Laxalt for Governor campaign, and he joins us from northern Nevada. Robert, first of all, thanks for joining us. Every year we say, I wonder how they'll top this. And somehow you always do. It's Basque Fry time, isn't it?
It sure is, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me on, and thank you for being such a great partner in this process. I know you were there at our very first one back in the summer of 2015 when we had those presidential candidates. And it's great seeing you each year. I still don't know if I've seen you on the mechanical bull yet that we have out of the Basque Fry.
I may try it this year. I've been working out. I've been doing a lot of stretching. This may be the year you see me on the mechanical bull. Hey, I just want to ask you, though, when you begin with a blank slate and you say, well, you know, we want to do something that's big and that people will actually want to pay to come see, you have the blank slate and you say, where do we begin? This year, you chose to begin at the White House. Pretty interesting.
Well, you know, I think it's always good to get people who have been right in the thick of it back in Washington, D.C. And we're very excited to have Kellyanne Conway. As you know, Kevin, and your listeners know, Kellyanne Conway was Donald Trump's campaign manager in 2016. She's the first female to manage a presidential campaign and win. And, of course, we see her all the time defending the president against his adversaries, whether it be in the media or the Democrats over on Capitol Hill. She does a fantastic job being an advocate for this White House, this administration. We're thrilled to have her. She's a good friend of Adam Laxalt's. He reached out to her several months back and asked her if she'd be interested. She said, absolutely, 100%. I'll put it on my calendar. So we're excited to have her. And then, of course, Congressman Devin Nunes from right next door in California. You know, there's not many Republicans left over in California, but we have a great one in Devin Nunes. He and his committee, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, has done a wonderful job of exposing a lot of the really shady activities that have been taking place going back to the campaign. With his dossier and the Hillary Clinton campaign and really trying to expose this effort in the FBI amongst a few people in the FBI to damage this president, then candidate Trump, now President Trump. And through his hearings, one of my favorite writers is Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal, and she's called him her favorite congressman. He's Washington's number one enemy, as she calls him, and we're excited to have him. And then, of course, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She was the first female attorney general in the state of Florida. She and Adam Laxalt and the attorney general's offices have worked very closely together on a number of issues. Of course, they had that horrific shooting in Orlando. We had the horrific shooting ourselves in Las Vegas. They worked together in addressing those kind of matters as the top law enforcement officers of their states. Also tackling the opioid addiction problems that we have across this country, but certainly in her home state of Florida and here in Nevada. So we've got a good slate. Of course, you know, we also get local elected officials, Senator James Settlemyer, you know, Assemblyman Jim Wheeler, Mark Amaday will be there, of course, this year. He's always great and entertaining. So we got a great lineup this year, and we're really excited about it.
Again, Robert Eitoven joining us, talking about the Basque Fry coming up on the 25th, Saturday, August 25th. He is the founder of J3 Strategies and a consultant to the Laxalt for Governor campaign. I know thousands of people have come to the Corley Ranch and Gardnerville for this amazing event over the last few years. But can you explain to people who haven't been there, what is it like? Is it a family-friendly event? Is it mostly adults?
We get a lot of kids.
No, we do. And you've got activities for them.
You know, one of the things we've been most proud of is we typically attract, year after year, Nevadans from all 17 counties. People come from across the state. We get people coming over from California, not just some of our speakers. Of course, last year we had House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who represents the Bakersfield area. He came over, and yes, he was brave enough to try the lamb fries, I'll let you know. So that's one of the challenges we put our speakers up to is trying the lamb fries. But yeah, you know, tickets are still available, Kevin. People can go to morninginnevadapac.org to get their tickets. We still have tickets left for this year, and you know, children under the age of 7 are free. If you're under 21, you can get in for $15. That's a heck of a deal. Where the general admission tickets go for $55. You know, we have face painting for the kids. There's a petting zoo. We mentioned the Mechanical Bull for the brave ones at heart. Live music, the full traditional Basque barbecue. Of course, we have chorizo and lamb stew, French fries, salad. You'll fill up out there, as you know.
And you guys never run out of food, do you?
We never run out of food. We never run out of pecan punches. There's actually our caterer from Liberty Food and Wine, Mark Esty. He's even created, we did this last year, we premiered it last year, a special Basque fry brew. He brews his own beer, and he's bringing that back again this year. So it's a lot of fun. Douglas County, of course, it's just absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. It's God's country. The setting couldn't be more beautiful. And of course, when we see your rig pull up each year, Kevin, it just makes it all the better.
We will be broadcasting live on many of these stations. The non-Las Vegas station, we will be broadcasting live from 10 until 2 on Saturday, Basque Friday. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it. I would be remiss if I did not at least ask you about some politics stuff. It used to be that, you know, political campaigns began on Labor Day, but I'm seeing both Adam Laxalt and Steve Sisolak up on TV and digital ads and different things like that. Does it keep getting earlier and earlier?
Well, I don't know if it keeps getting earlier. I just don't think it stops, unfortunately. I mean, I think most Nevadans would like to have a break from it all. But, when Adam Laxalt was first elected attorney general back in 2014, he had never run for office before. There was no Republican stepping up to run for that office. They're taking on, you know, a very well-known figure in Nevada politics, then Secretary of State Ross Miller. No one really gave him a chance to win. It was very hard work pulling off that enormous upset. And immediately upon taking office, you know, the arrows keep flying at you. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I think when, you know, the constant attacks occur, even after, right after the elections, we see it with our president today. I mean, your previous guest, Dinesh D'Souza, catalogs this very well. It just doesn't stop. And so if you're going to continue to take arrows from your detractors, and protesters and whatever, of course you got to fight back. You can't just sit back on your hands and let it take place. And so that's the unfortunate thing of politics, but we try to keep it fun, as much fun as we can. Certainly the Morning in Nevada pack and creating this Bass Fry, which really goes back to the tradition of the late Paul Laxalt. And your listeners will know that sadly we lost Paul Laxalt on Monday, August 6th, at 96 years old. It was Paul Laxalt who would host these lamb fry events across Nevada. And then, of course, when he and President Reagan were back in Washington together, they would have these annual lamb fry events. And Reagan would never miss it. And it was a great event. And then after Adam Laxalt got elected, you know, it was just something. It's part of Nevada's rich history. It's part of our heritage to have these affordable for the entire family, great gatherings, you know, out on one of the oldest working ranches in Nevada, the Corley Ranch. And so we do our level best to try to give some sanity to the voters out there and let them have some fun. And of course, we get some protesters out at the Bass Fry, too. But, you know, whatever. We have a great time out there, and we're looking forward to it a week from Saturday.
And we're not going to let a few protesters spoil it for the rest of us, I guarantee you. Your campaign made some news earlier this week. You have agreed to debates, or at least a debate. Can you give us the broad strokes of that?
Well, you know, we obviously get a number of debate opportunities and requests that come our way, and this one just worked out well because, you know, you want to include the broadcast media as well as the print media. Fortunately, the state's largest newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, got together with Sinclair Broadcasting, which has Channel 3, the NBC affiliate in Las Vegas, and their partner station in Reno, Channel 4, the NBC affiliate in Reno. And they worked out a situation where the broadcasters could run it statewide on television, and we can involve print media as well. And it just seemed to make sense that that debate will take place October 15th. I'm not sure if Sisolak has agreed to the debate yet, but we wanted to make sure that Nevadans knew that we were eager to do it. There are obviously very stark differences between a state that's run by a Democrat assembly, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat, a pretty far left Democrat, in the governor's mansion. as opposed to somebody like Adam Laxalt, who brings more of a, you know, not a career politician like Sisolak, but kind of a new perspective, an Iraq war veteran. He hasn't been in office his whole life. He's been serving our country, serving our state, law and order, limited government, conservative. The contrast can be more clear as far as the governor's race is concerned. And so, you know, I think the campaign's going extremely well. Of course, it's a battle. I mean, we have a very hotly contested U.S. Senate race in this state, governor's race. You know, these are tough times. But this gathering, you know, that you participate in out at Corley Ranch, you really see the true grassroots in Nevada. My favorite quote from your last segment, you said, people leave the Corley Ranch inspired. I loved hearing you say that, and it is so true. A lot of people leave, they've had a good time, and they want to get out there and get to work and help elect people they believe in, people they're willing to go knock on doors for, make phone calls for. And we believe, at least in the Laxalt campaign, that he's got a very strong grassroots momentum out there. It's statewide. He travels the state relentlessly. And, you know, I think after Labor Day, of course, you'll see the races all intensify. But they surely get going early. You're right.
Robert, one more time, how can folks be a part of the Basque Fry? Give out that ticket information. And again, they're priced for families, really, which I love, and you're encouraging families to come on out. Can you give us that information again?
That's true, yes. And we have discounts for active duty military at the valid ID. We have discounts for college students. You go to www.morninginnevadapac.org. www.morninginnevadapac.org. From there, you can log on, get your, you know, enter your information, get your tickets, secure your tickets, and when you show up, doors will open at 9:30 a.m. and take advantage of that cool morning air. It'll heat up fast.
It will invigorate you. I can just about promise you, Robert. Thanks so much. Always good. I'll see you next Saturday.
Very much look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Robert Eitoven. By the way, beginning next week, I'm going to have tickets to give away to the Basque Fry. No, I've got a stash of tickets that I'm going to be giving away next week. So I want you to be listening. Whether you live in northern Nevada or not, a lot of people make the Basque Fry a destination. It's worth the trip and to be able to see Kellyanne Conway and Devin Nunes and Pam Bondi and political figures from across the state. They all come to the Corley Ranch. We'll tell you more about that as we go along as we continue. It is Live and Local now. Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour. The belly aching that's been going on for the last almost 24 hours for John Brennan. He didn't die. He wasn't incarcerated. They didn't take him out back and shoot him. They simply took away his security clearance. He doesn't work in the government anymore. He also had to give up his office keys. They don't let him keep the office keys, do they? Or his BlackBerry. His government provided him. He's got to turn that in when he leaves, right? Why not the security clearance? John Brennan, former CIA director, communist, disheartened by Trump questioning the Mueller investigation. Listen to this.
The quality of Bob Mueller and his team is one that all Americans should be proud of. And all Americans, whether they support Mr. Trump or not, should want this investigation to be brought to completion. And so that we can, once and for all, resolve some of these questions that are outstanding about what happened during this period of time, what the Russians were involved with doing, and who they might have been working with. I think at the end of the day, we all should accept the findings of that special investigative team. And if they exonerate everybody, including Mr. Trump, from any wrongdoing whatsoever, we should accept that, because that is what the rule of law demands. That's what our system of justice requires. But I have been very, very disheartened and disappointed that Mr. Trump and others have tried to throw obstacles in the path of this investigation from the very earliest days.
Okay, so The question is, how did he find out about this? How did John Brennan find it? And it turns out the government didn't inform him at all. Let's go to cut two, though. Because this is John Brennan with Nicole Wallace on, of all places, MSNBC. Now, John Brennan is a paid contributor to MSNBC. This was his reaction and how he found out about what was going on.
Have you heard today from CIA Director Gina Haspel about the stripping of your clearance or DNI coats, who we understand from Andrea Mitchell's reporting were not in the loop on the president's decision to strip you of your clearances?
No, I was called by a friend and associate when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was giving that statement. So I had no knowledge of it beforehand. No one contacted me. So the first I heard about it was when I was able to turn on the television and listen to Ms. Sanders. And I have not heard anything from any government official since then or before then. So I'm just watching the news, and I'm so glad that you and other members of the Fourth Estate are carrying out your responsibilities to report information to the American people.
What is amazing is how this thing has like blossomed. In the last, 12 hours, everybody and their brother is being quizzed. What did you think about the president stripping John Brennan of his security clearance? For instance, General Mike Hayden. If you didn't know, General Mike Hayden, former CIA director, former NSA director, he was on with, who was it? This was with Jake Tapper on CNN.
What is your response to former CIA Director Brennan losing his security clearance and the White House, the Trump White House, singling you and others out as possibly being next?
So two elements there. The first is disappointment, all right? Now, look, John's been very harsh in his language, and even John knows that it's been at the personal level against the president, but that's just reflecting the deep feelings that John has about the issue, and one expects the president to be the president at all times. And so over there, it's disappointment. But over here, I mean, the way that Sarah Huckabee Sanders rolled this out was almost in a tone to be threatening to the rest of us. In other words, it looks to me like an attempt to make us change the things we are saying when we're asked questions on CNN or other networks. And I, frankly, for those of us who appear routinely on air, it's not going to have that effect. I certainly try to be respectful for both the office and the person of the president. But, you know, you've got to tell the truth. And if something's not right or not true, you've got to point that out. And that implied threat isn't going to change what I think, say, or write.
Okay. Fair enough. We're going to talk more about this. Somebody, I bet you, will have an opinion. Wayne Allen Root, columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax TV every afternoon at 5. Call Cox Cable. Tell him you want Newsmax, will you please? And, of course, you hear him here on this very radio station every day beginning at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, coming up next, live and local, now. I recently Googled. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and some personalized support to each and every. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.